It was a warm spring night on the University of Virginia campus, and dozens of students and faculty members had gathered outside to celebrate Humanities Week and the power of poetry to soothe and console in a crisis. Professors Lisa Russ Spahr, Michael Levinson, Claire Kinney, and Stephen Cushman offered personal definitions of the emergency poem.
One thing that happens when you memorize a poem is that you have it in your body. And that could come in handy, you know, if you're incarcerated or find yourself on a desert island or just at a very boring meeting.
When the abyss opens beneath our feet, we reach for special and deep words.
It's an object of pleasure and support and comfort and keeps you going.
There are times when life gets us down, or when you need some kind of solace or consolation, or at times if one's a professor you wonder why I'm in this business, then you have a poem that you know by heart that you can recite to yourself, and it gives you comfort.
But it was clear that choosing an emergency poem was a very personal affair. For Professor Kevin Hart, the verse was sacred.
I sing of a maiden that is markerless, king of all kings, to her son she chairs.
For Professor Deborah McDowell, it was profane.
F*** Marx and Mayo, F*** Fidel and Nkrumah, and democracy and communism.
Professor Fernando Apere recited in Spanish.
Yo voy cantando caminos de la tarde, las colinas doradas, los verdes pinos, las polvorientas encinas.
While Steve Cushman preferred Old English circa 600 B.C.
Nu shulan herian, heaven riches word, metodus mechtan is modia funk.
Whatever the era, the language, the subject, these were diehard fans. Many, like Opere, said they had found comfort in poetry for decades.
I went to a Catholic school with a Jesuit, and the most important thing happened at the end of the year was a tournament of poetic recital. And there were three awards. You can become the emperor of reciting, the king, or the prince. And the funny thing is, in these years, I'm talking about 1960s, if you win one of these tournaments, you were the coolest guy in the school. Can you imagine now in a high school these days?
This is the guy who won the poetry recital. He's a real nerd. Look at him as he goes.
But in the audience, a new generation of poetry fans, unabashed in its love for verse. We talked with Rachel Carl, Nora Toe, Sally Krugerman, and Michelle Delgado.
It was a really surprising collection of poems. You know, you sort of expect, like, Robert Frost, but you didn't expect Old English. And so it's really interesting to see what people chose, and especially the stories behind it. It was very personal and got to know professors in a way that you wouldn't really normally.
I don't understand Spanish, but listening to like the pronunciation and the music of it was great, and the Old English was great. Like, I didn't even know what he was saying at all, but it sounded really good either way.
Do you have your own emergency poem?
I have many. I don't have a poem, but I have a line from Vonnegut from Slaughterhouse-Five where he just says, "So it goes." So that's just kind of my go-to. Just, so it goes.
Humanities Week also featured poetry in a physical form with an hour-long yoga class accompanied by readings of John Keats. I'm Sandy Houseman.